Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Nico. How may I help you?
Yes, I have a call, a charge for a call or something that I did not make, and it's the Sharp Lifestyle Goods. I did not order anything. And then another one is for Best Choice Products, both a charge of $15.95 on 421.
Yes, ma'am, I have your zip code.
52241.
Your first and last name?
Rebecca Sandberg, S-A-N-D-B-E-R-G.
And can you verify your shipping address?
3 Russell Slade Boulevard, apartment 401, Coralville, Iowa, 52241. Could you speak louder, please?
I didn't say anything, but yes, ma'am.
What should I do now?
Give me a second.
Okay. No problem.
Yes, ma'am. It says on the 4th of April, you remember making an order, taking a survey with us to receive the products of the Icon Smartwatch and the Mini Pods, and you started off with the shipping and handling price of $26.85, and they billed you the full price of both of those products of $59.95 due to it being a 14-day trial. If you didn't cancel with us beforehand, then on the 15th day, they will bill you the full price, but just to inform you, it is a one-time charge.
So you can refund the full charge to me?
Oh, hold on 1 second.
And the charge on the date is...
I know. I see it, ma'am. I see it, ma'am. Just give me a second. I'm looking into your account. May I at least have you ever received the product and have you tried it yet?
I never did receive it.
You say you just received it?
I never ever received it.
It said it was delivered to you on the 13th back in April by UPS, and I also have a tracking number right here that confirms that.
But I never received it.
I understand that's what you're saying, but I'm going by what's in your account, so I really wouldn't know if you received it or not. I'm just going by what's in the account.
Can you note that I did not receive it?
Let me see.
It's Sharp Lifestyle Goods, and I would know if I received it.
Oh, well, if you didn't receive it, the only thing I can do for you is reship you out another product on us. It'll be free.
I don't want the product.
Well, you say you never received it, so I was just trying to reship you out another product. You wouldn't have to be billed for it because due to it being just a one-time charge, you won't be billed anymore after it. So that's why I was just offering you another reship.
No, I don't want another one. Can you just
because I know you said something about a refund, but due to our return policy, we're not allowed to return products as of right now because of COVID-19.
Well, what should I do? I have two charges for $59.95.
Which is for the smartwatch and the EarPods.
Pardon?
Which is for the smartwatch and the EarPods.
And I didn't order those.
Hold on one second.
Okay. Hello?
Give me a second.
Okay.
Just give me 1 second while I speak to my supervisor.
Pardon?
Just give me 1 second while I speak to my supervisor.
All right. Hello.
Just give me a second, ma'am. I was speaking to my supervisor so I can solve this problem.
Thank you. Sorry.
Yes, ma'am. I just spoke to my supervisor, and she said, fortunately, we do have the confirmation that it was delivered to you on the 13th back in April. So she said the only thing I can really do provide to you is just another reship because you was being charged due to your account not being canceled during trial.
But I never ordered this. Ma'am?
I hear you. Just give me a second.
Oh, I was going to ask you something else. Go ahead.
Uh, Oh, well, yes, ma'am. As of right now, I will cancel your account and provide you with the cancellation number, but due to you not remember making the order or taking a survey with us to receive these products, I'll just have to transfer you to the fraud department to talk about these charges with them.
Okay, and then I have another charge on that same date for the same amount.
I already explained that to you. Both of the charges are $5.95. It was for the mini pods and a smartwatch.
And so I can get a refund on those?
I'm going to transfer you to the fraud department to talk about the charges with them. I'm just going to cancel your account and provide you with the cancellation number. Once I do all that, it's all in the fraud department's hand to talk about these charges with you.
And it's all in the what department?
Fraud department. Since you say you do not remember making this order, I have to transfer you to the fraud department.
Okay, you're going to do that now?
Yes, just give me 1 second so I can give you this cancellation number.
Sure, sure.
Do you have something to write with?
I do.
It's
yes.
C as in Charlie. B as in boy.
Okay.
A as in apple. The number
okay.
9. A as in apple. 0, 3, 2, 4, 8. D as in dog. Can you repeat that back to me?
Okay. C is in coffee, B is in boy, A is in apple, 9, A is in apple, 0, 3, 2, 4, 8, D as in dog.
Yes, ma'am, and that cancellation number does confirm there won't be any other charges and that your account is canceled.
Okay.
And I also do have your information being transferred to the fraud department. Is there anything else I can do for you before I transfer you?
Well, there's the Best Choice products at that almost the same number. And
that other number is for the other charge for that $59.
And they'll both?
Yeah, so I already canceled out your account, so it cancels out both products.
Okay, and what do I do now?
I'm going to transfer you to the fraud department.
Thank you. Hello?
I'm sorry, Mel. I'm still typing this information down. because I have to provide them with your name and everything, so they'll already have your account up.
Okay.